Hey everyone, it's Andres for Off the Record. And oh man, I had a different episode recorded for today, but I didn't post it mostly because of some changes to the dynamics and the environment that's happened since I recorded it. So I felt that some of my commentary might be misunderstood, so I figured I'd give it a second chance, especially since I'm on the way right now to running an office errand. But figure, you know what? Since Target's next to it, I better try my luck in finding some toilet paper. Because yes, I was sounding off on the coronavirus panic. And it continues to be that I'm having big issues with this panic. A lot of people that are level-headed, calm and collected, are having issues with this too. Because of how ridiculous it's getting. And how... I've said it before, this isn't the first time I've experienced a mass panic in my short life. I'm only 35. I remember the Y2K. It was insane. And this is getting to those positions of insanity because of a combination of misinformation in the media, social media, and the like. And the fact that no one is talking to actual experts. It's people that are panicking, having knee-jerk reactions, that are just coming up to the TV, and because the news gets better ratings when there's a disaster or negative information is happening, so they just start spouting off all this negative stuff, you know? Yeah, it's easy to talk about how many people are dying, which is unfortunate, about people dying from the coronavirus, but no one's talking about the recovered. There's almost 70,000 people that have recovered from this, but apparently that number doesn't matter because 70,000 is smaller than the 4,200 that have died. Because that's a bigger deal, that 4,200 have died. Look, I take this thing seriously. The problem is that there are people who go to an extreme. The extreme that everything's going to collapse around them. And then they go fulfill the very damage they're worried about. Because their knee-jerk reactions are causing a strain on our medical supplies. Now it's even reaching basic housing supplies. Like the whole hunt for freaking toilet paper. It's like, I was going to go shopping for toilet paper. I'm like, no, I still have a few more rolls left. Okay, now I need it. But apparently people have stocked up on it, like they're not going to be getting out of the house for the next year or something. So that's what I'm sounding off on. My next episode of the Andres Segovia Show, I approach to keep calm. And I'm going to keep that episode in the schedule unless something truly grave happens, which I God forbid happens. But My stance remains the same. Let the professionals do the talking. Now, on this post for this episode, I have embedded the discussion that Joe Rogan, a guy that I greatly admire in terms of what he's done for his podcast, he sat down for an hour and a half with an actual the disease forensic a scientist that talks about the ins and out of this thing. And yeah, he talks about the real dangers of this and the true infection rates, but not talking about like that the panic is going to help in anything. Instead, he's calling for collected minds to, you know, stay calm. And, you know, come what may, but you got to stay calm because the panic will only make things worse. Someone posted a meme that I actually connect with right now because the meme said, and you wonder why the United States government hides the fact of the existence of UFOs from the public? That is so true, because imagine it's like if you believe that we're being invaded to be destroyed by an alien race from another planet, then yeah, there'll be mass panic. Unless they're coming as, hey, we're friendly, yo. So like, we're just coming to see if we can establish trade between our planets. You know, maybe that's another story. But anyway, the thing about the coronavirus, folks, literally, be safe out there. There are different things that can kill you on a daily basis. And if we freaked out about everything, there is no point for even getting out of the house. So, like I said, take your precautions. I've done an episode of PSA last week talking about what you can do in preparedness for this. That's from the actual scientific sources, so those are still things that you can follow. But as more information comes out, let the expert do the talking. Stop listening to the talking heads on the media. They just want you to go into a crazy panic. And believe me, together we'll all get through this. All right, everybody, that's it for this episode. I'll see you on the next one.